Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
On the line is Dr. Vic Aladef, the former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. Vic, great to have you with me on the Morning Mayhem.
Good afternoon. Good morning, Simon. Good to talk to you.
After all these years, hey? After all these years, we still can't get the times right. Crazy Australia tie difference.
Exactly.
Vic, tell me, as somebody who led the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, how did you first hear about the Bondi Beach attack and what was your immediate reaction?
Many, if not most of your listeners, I'm on many WhatsApp groups, including ones because of my former role as CEO of the Jewish Board of Deputies here. I'm on a Board of Deputies WhatsApp group here, and word started circulating very quickly on that group that something was terribly, terribly catastrophic happening in Bondi. And this, Simon, I mean, your listeners obviously would be well across details, but it's just a few random thoughts. I mean, this has been and continues to be a dark day, not just for Australian jury, but a dark day for Australia itself. This is the worst massacre on the Australian mainland. When I use the word mainland, Tasmania is a small island to the south of the mainland. It's one of the Australian states. And 30 years ago, well, 29 to be exact, there was a mass shooting there where about 50 people were murdered, but a different issue. On the Australian mainland, this has been the worst massacre and obviously in the history of the Australian jury. And just to put context around that, Jewish Australians have been part of Australian society since day one of the First Fleet, non-Indigenous settlement, which is 1788. So Jews have been here since day one of non-Indigenous settlement, have made a contribution, continue to, are proud to call Australia home. And if I can say, outside of Israel, Australia is the only country in the world where a Jew has been head of the National Army. And that was Major General Sir John Monash. And so we are proud to call this place home, have been part of the multicultural fabric. And Australia has long prided itself on being the most successful multicultural nation in the world. Well, that badge of honor, to use that word advisedly, has been beyond tested and frayed and tarnished since October 7. And what happened in Bondi, the massacre in Bondi, is something which we as in the Jewish community have been warning about, have been worrying about, have been terrified what happened since October 9. And October 9, because as your listeners would be aware by now, there was a terrible situation outside the Opera House when the crowds were there. Some said they heard the crowd scream, "Gas the Jews." The police finding was it was not "gas the Jews," it was "where's the Jews." Equally, it was a hostile cry. And it has got worse and worse since then, where we had a synagogue burnt to the ground in Melbourne. We have had cars torched. We have 600 Jewish artists cancelled and or doxed. Universities have become, you know, some of them, no-go zones effectively for Jewish academics and students, and then culminating out in the terrifying, horrendous massacre on Sunday in Bondi. So it is a dark moment, you know, and Australian Jews woke up on Monday morning asking ourselves, is it safe for us to be out there? Are our children safe? So
I lived in Australia from 2009 to 2013. Great 4 years of my life. I never in those 4 years witnessed any anti-Semitism whatsoever. I'm not talking about a little. I witnessed nothing, none. Yes. In fact, the general Australian that I came across, the salt of the earth Australian, really didn't have an opinion about Jews at all. I don't think they even knew them. What happened? What happened in the intervening years that we now have demonstrations Australia-wide on a regular basis? We have massive, massive demonstrations over the Sydney Harbour Bridge, the likes of which I've never seen. What happened to Australia?
You know, Simon, that's a good question. And if I can just preface my response by that by saying it's really important to emphasize that the overwhelming majority of Australians are decent, fair-minded people who are not bigoted and are not racist and are not anti-Semitic. And the terrible things which we have seen for the last 2 years since October 7 have been the work and the voices of a small, nasty, but vocal minority. And it's really, and that is not just off the top of my head. Survey after survey has been conducted where the majority of Australians do not appreciate it when foreign conflicts are imported onto the streets of Australia, which means when we see demonstrations in the streets of whatever color, of whatever stripe, of whatever political persuasion, they do not appreciate it when foreign conflicts are imported into the streets of Australia. So that is, and also at the same time, and also part of the answer to this, is what we saw on Sunday was overwhelming number of people, even if they were not first designated first responders, running towards the danger zone to help people in distress. And there was the most moving vignette I saw on television last night, where there were between 1,000 and 2,000 people there on Sunday, and when you know the shooting happened and chaos and panic, as you can imagine, and there was a young family there, a young couple with 3-year-old, and the parents lost sight of the little 3-year-old. Another mama who happens to be pregnant sees this little 3-year-old standing by herself, yes, puts her own body on top of this little 3-year-old, yes, and speaks to her and says, "You'll be safe. I will keep you safe." And even the cameraman was in tears. So there was so many of that. But to your question, what has happened is that a lack of leadership across civil society. So when people, as I reported on this program, 6 weeks or a month ago, there was a neo-Nazi demonstration outside the Parliament House here in Sydney. Now, 6 months ago, if that demonstration took place, those Nazis would have had their faces covered. A few weeks ago, they stand outside the Parliament with their faces uncovered, brazen, unashamed, and yelling the blood and soil, which was the slogan of the Hitler Youth. Now, the fact that that could take place with permission from the police, no less, was what message does that send? And so I guess to your question about what has happened is a lack of leadership when things have gone wrong, like that Opera House scene on October 9 and continuing, and then with swastikas or Jews die being painted outside of one of the largest Jewish schools in Melbourne, and yet there's not effective action or reaction. It's given permission essentially to get worse and worse, so that we have, as I said earlier, being fearing that exactly what happened on Sunday would happen.
I mean, I don't want to sound overly dramatic, but my honest to God gut feeling is that Albanese and Penny Wong have blood on their hands. This was foreseeable. This is the absolute definition of legal negligence. You foresee something, but you go ahead and you do it anyway. Oh, do you have an anti-Semitic political leadership in Australia, the current Labour Party?
The answer to that is definitely not. The answer to that is definitely not. I'm not in a position to comment on the observations that you have just put forward, but it's important to point out as well that in the last 2 years, we have had the Australian government has put forward, the last time I saw a figure, it was over $100 million to security of the Jewish community. This is post-October 7. There has been a strengthening of race hate legislation. There's been anti-doxing legislation has been brought in and has passed. A special envoy on anti-Semitism was appointed in the middle of 2025. Her name is Gillian Siegel, a close colleague of mine. So there have been steps.
She's been ignored. And there's equivalences drawn all the time. So if there's a anti-Semitic czar appointed, then there's an Islamophobic one appointed. There seems to be an equivalence drawn between non-equivalences. And that's my issue here. They're not treating anti-Semitism with the sincerity that it now needs. Well, going forward, let's see what they do, I suppose.
What is happening now in the wake of Sunday's massacre is that questions are being asked. Obviously, there's so much visceral pain and grief and heartache across the country, not just within the Jewish community, that questions are being asked. So questions which include, do we need to, and it's implicit that we do, a tightening of gun control and gun legislation. So one of the two shooters, and as everybody knows, it was a father and a son. The father was in legal possession of 6 firearms, for example, and yet he was not even a citizen of this country. So it's been suggested that you should not be able to purchase a gun unless you're a citizen, and there should be a limit on how many guns. So the questions are also asked, was there a catastrophic failure of intelligence? Because what has come out in some of the reports in the last few hours was that the Australian equivalent of the FBI investigated one of the shooters 6 years ago. So what happened to that investigation? Another question which has been asked is, Bondi is a massive area. First night of Hanukkah, obviously, clearly there would be hundreds, if not thousands, of people there. Was there security, and was there adequate security? So these are questions which are now being asked in the wake of this terrible, terrible situation.
Final question for you this morning. We've got a minute. Interfaith relations. Just give me a take the temperature on interfaith relations at a leadership level in Australia. Are the guys talking to each other?
I'm so pleased you asked that. I alone, and I stepped away. I'm former CEO of the Board of Deputies, so I imagine the official leadership even more so. I have been flooded with messages of support and condolence from Greek leaders, from Islamic leaders, from Chinese leaders, from across the multicultural board. A Catholic leader contacted me today. Please let me know when there'll be a public commemoration. My team wants to be there. When I was also in my former life chair of Multicultural New South Wales. I worked closely years ago with the president of the Islamic Council of the state. He called me yesterday to say I was going to text you. No, I wanted to speak to you, to say we are all brothers together in this terrible situation. So there has been and this has been the really reassuring, gratifying, positive component of this terrible nightmare in which we are currently dealing.
Vic Aladev, thank you so much for chatting to me here on Chai FM this morning.
Nice to see you again, Simon.